This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Mariana gets the real story behind Amanda getting fired, and Callie learns something unexpected about Gael finding out about the painting. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Good Trouble. Today, we're going to be reviewing Season 2, Episode 8, the mid-season finale, you guys. We are right here on this cliffhanger. What's going to happen? We're not going to find out for another couple months. But we're going to be reviewing the episode, playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble, news and gossip, predictions, and of course, we had to bring in a special guest, someone we've had in before. We love him very much. It's Drew Uday Singh. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. What a treat to be here.
Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks. I play Raj on the show.
Yes.
If you watch it.
Who is still kicking it with Mariana.
Yes, yeah. But for how long? We'll see.
We will see.
We will see.
We'll see. But we're so excited to have you in to talk about Raj and kind of the storylines that we've had since we've had you in last. Mm-hmm. And, of course, talking about what we hope for the future for Raj and Mariana.
Yeah.
So thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I think you had me last on season one.
Was it season one?
Did. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It seems like it was just the other day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, the show moves fast.
Yeah. I feel like season one and season two just kind of, like, merged together.
It was a really quick turnover.
Yeah.
It was, like, a couple months or less.
Yeah. Because I think we had you on episode 7 season one, and that was just, March, maybe?
Yeah.
Of this year?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And, of course, another millennial in Hollywood just trying to figure out her way, just like the characters in the show. We have the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, welcome back. And I'm Dakota T. Jones. So I first wanted to ask you both, obviously you read the script for this episode.
Yes.
So what was your overall thoughts of what went on?
I mean, this is a real classic cliffhanger mid-season finale, if I've ever seen one. All the threads, every thread is of the storyline, every separate character's arc is left, you know, in a bit of a who knows what's going to happen place. Mm-hmm. So I was very, I was shook reading it, in a good way, I guess. I don't know, I from reading the script, you know, I love the formatting. I thought the writers did a great job with the font on the script. It was size 12.
That's like very crazy.
The title page was neat.
Was it nice?
It was nice. The brads were like, there were two on each side. So when you turned it, it could turn.
I love that.
I really thought it was a great episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah.
Definitely.
What did y'all think while watching it?
Yes.
I just need to get their life together. That is my overall thought, okay?
I know.
Especially Dennis and Davia. I need them to get their lives together.
I feel like it's like watching my friend group just, you know, fall apart every time we're like, oh, we think something's getting better, and then something just like crashes and burns.
Yes, yeah.
And it's just crazy, especially because of the mid-season finale. I usually have a lot of notes, but this week you can see how much I scribbled all over this piece of paper. I had so much
Sharpie
to say. I know, but
fun fact, that's not even the summary of the episode. That's just random thoughts you
had. Random thoughts of mine that I just write down.
Just scroll down.
Yes. So first wanted to talk about Alice's storyline. So she doesn't want Joey to go to her comedy show because Lindsay had set it up for her. And obviously Lindsay and Joey had a past. And, I mean, Joey ends up showing up anyway.
I would too.
I mean, it's your girlfriend's first show. I mean, I feel like you'd have to.
Mm-hmm. I would just be defiant enough to do it, though, too. I'm that type of person. Like, you're doing your first comedy show. In my mind, why wouldn't you want me there? And if, like, Lindsay's the only thing holding you back, I can let my differences go for the night and just be there for you.
We've always wondered what Lindsay's motives were, but now it's very clear because they try to kiss Alice, and Alice is like, whoa, 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 I have a partner. And then Lindsay's like, yeah, I know. And it's like, wait a minute. Okay, so you knew going into this what was happening, and you decided to go ahead and try to kiss me anyway. It's obvious that Lindsay's just trying to throw a wrench in.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To the relationship, because she's saying, or they're saying that, I guess
Said that Joey had an affair with her girlfriend. So either way, now you're trying to have an affair with me to get back at Joey, and I have issues with that if I was Alice. And then granted, when she's telling the story to Alice, in my mind I'm thinking, Alice, are you really gonna believe Lindsay over
your partner?
Them?
Yeah. I don't know. What's your take on it?
It's hard to say. I mean, I feel sympathies on both sides a little bit, because I get being, you know, a little suspicious, especially when it's like, why doesn't my partner want me to come to my first ever, or to their first ever show? Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, the history of it makes me go, like, I don't know what I'd do in real life. I think I'd have to have a conversation. I'd have to be like, before the show, we need to really sit down and talk things through. Mm-hmm. Of course, on Good Trouble, where everyone is just either an outright mess or like really trying to sort things out, they're not going to do that.
Like, you know what? I think it'd be better if we just kept it a secret.
Yes.
And then we just like totally pretend like nothing's wrong, and then no one will ever find out, because that always works out, right?
That always works out.
Always.
And then smash cut to the scene where drama erupts.
The city's burning, people are running around screaming. That's what happens.
Exactly.
The chat is just saying, Lindsay is bad in all caps.
I mean,
that is from Danielle Simpson. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, thank you for your input, Danielle. I could not agree more. So let's move on to Callie's storyline. She had a lot going on in tonight's episode. So she's working towards a class action lawsuit for the people who are getting kicked out of their apartments, basically. So she's trying to not step on one of her boss's toes, mm-hmm. while the other boss is saying, no, help me with this. And so we're not sure if... I always forget the boss's
name.
Marcus
and Teresa.
Okay, so Marcus is like, I don't know if he's doing this for the right reasons or if he's just trying to do this to get back at Teresa, because Teresa's like, no, we don't need to do this. It's just like all these people and their double-edged swords and their ulterior motives. I don't know.
I mean, I understand where... So, well, Teresa had a very good point. She actually takes in the entirety of the situation. And if you're really trying to study for the bar, you doing this, you won't have time for it, and you still have to do your job here. I mean, you have to really understand what your priority is going to be when it comes to taking the class action versus not taking it and actually getting your law, passing the bar so you can actually become a lawyer that you seem to want to be.
Right. So, Callie needs to study. She just needs to study more. She needs to, like, let's just take a break from the hot sculptor in my building and the hot lawyer who keeps showing up, and just let me study a little bit, you know?
She gets too many mans.
Then she had the ACLU lady there, and that was what shifted her decision in the first place.
Because she was going to go in and say, I'm not going to do it anymore. But then she's like, wait, I really wanted to work for them, and now this lady's coming in and seeing that I'm spearheading this movement, so I need to stick around because... She wants to move up the ladder and work for the ACLU, I would assume, right?
Yeah, she would have got hired if she passed the bar. She wouldn't be a research assistant right now if she had passed the bar. She'd be working under Soraya.
So instead of trying to impress Soraya, I would just say, let me get past the bar and then I'll get to work for you. Because that seems like the logical answer. But no, she's like, no, I'm going to like show her how great I am. And then I'll finally get to passing the bar and then maybe I can work there.
Or even just say, I unfortunately can't be a part of this, but if you do need help, let me know. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to spearhead it. Like, you spearheaded enough to get to this point, but you do also have to take care of yourself and furthering your own career that you want to have.
That's one problem that Callie's having this episode. She has three big problems. The second one is that Gael finds out about the art piece
That's right.
being purchased by... What's his name?
Jamie.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not a fan of Jamie. I think he's...
Really?
I think, yeah.
You're
no,
not.
I,
okay.
He's, I think like, he's so... He completely forgets Jamie's name. That's how much he does not like Jamie.
I know,
every time.
Because I'm just like, wait, Jamie's showing up again? I'm like, I thought we were over him.
Nope. Still there. I feel there's, that's an even... That's a pretty even split online. A lot of people are... what is it? Jolly shippers?
Jolly.
Jamie and Callie shippers?
Oh, for Jamie and Callie.
Jamie and Callie.
Jaylee? Jaylee shippers? And a lot of people are... I guess...
Gally?
Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle
shippers.
Kyle. I like Kyle.
What are people into? Are they Jamie fans?
We have a few, actually, so many people that said they actually are Team Jamie. And I still stand in mind that I am not. However, I feel like this is a lesson she's going to have to learn. It's not relationships. Any relationship you're in teaches you something. You learn something from it, mm-hmm. hopefully, to help you grow. So I really feel like her relationship with Jamie is what she's going to need to grow to be who she can be on the other side of that.
Because otherwise, mm-hmm. she'll just stay in every day with Gael at his greenhouse and make love. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she needs
a lot
to
of
be
that
able
in
to,
the
get,
show.
She needs to get out of the house.
However, I don't agree with just the way Gael came at her. I will keep saying this. I just don't. I am not for that.
The way he came at her about the purchase of
and
the...
She was just quiet. I'm sorry. You couldn't beat me. You couldn't be me. Because I would have said some stuff to you. Because I just feel like she didn't deserve it. And you're getting mad at me for... My boyfriend that I didn't know he bought this because he liked it. And I told you exactly what he told me. He said he liked it. That is all the information I have on why he bought it. And the only reason, I mean, she could have just came clean. The reason it's in the laundry room is because I made him take it down so Mariana wouldn't find out, so you wouldn't find out.
Honesty. She's like, oh, he was touching up the paint on the walls.
Mm-hmm. You think a lot of that from Giles and is jealousy?
Partly, probably.
I don't know.
I feel like this much, like just a skosh, that he didn't get chosen.
I mean, it's very. I think so. I mean, just from hearing him say like, "Oh, I regret this," and like, "You chose the right one because he's perfect for you because he's just like you." I don't know. He went in, so I feel like he wouldn't have cut deep if he wasn't jealous.
Mm-hmm. And if he wasn't affected, when you don't care or love somebody enough like that, you won't even have to say that much. You would just leave your peace and be done with the situation. When you go deep and you actually say things that hurt, it's because you're hurting.
Yeah,
that's true.
From what they did to you.
That's true. Yeah.
But that's not the end for Gael, because he gets dropped for his commission and due to paid reviews. So now he's got this big scandal as one of his first things, you know, in the professional world. Obviously, Elijah paid for them. And Gael's like, you said that I could trust you. I'm out. So they broke up.
Thank God.
What did you think about them actually ending it rather than leaving on a cliffhanger for the mid-season finale if they would actually end it or not?
I think it was nice, actually, that there was a resolution with that. You know, I think it's so many other characters ended with a bit of a cliffhanger, and I people were pretty split about Elijah as well and that relationship because of whether it was toxic or not for Gael. So I kind of liked that it was, here's a clear thing happening.
Yeah.
And it ended. I don't know. I like Elijah. I kind of like him, but I also
I kind of like him.
But I see why people don't character.
Yeah, I just like I like him. I just don't like them together. Michael Galante's character,
Brian.
I liked him better, even though he had his own issues. Everyone's got their own issues.
Everyone's got their own issues. Yeah,
but like I really liked Brian and Gael more than Elijah and Gael. But then, of course, I've always got to be Gael and Callie. That's my end game.
That's your end
game.
That's my end game
of the whole show.
I agree with that, actually. I'm
really?
Totally end game-wise, Callie and Gael. However that happens, we're going to find out. But this is the thing. I feel like Gael, while he was angry, he should have been more angry about the review. I feel like the way it was more of a calmness to him when he just broke up with Elijah than it was to Callie. So that also just says a lot about that relationship in and of itself.
I think so. Because he was more like, you know what, it's done. But he was just exhausted at that point, I think. But I think you're right. I think it says a lot about maybe his feelings for Callie.
Yeah.
But then we see Mariana and Raj getting cozy on the couch. Raj is probably just there because he wants to, like, hang out, you know, have some... love time.
Well, it wasn't Raj night, so.
Oh, it was.
It wasn't Raj night. Raj, here's a little backstory for Raj. We don't see it, obviously, but he has three roommates.
Yeah.
They regularly have poker night. it's very hard to bring Mariana over to his place. So I think he likes to spend a lot of time at the Coterie.
He's like, I'm going to be at the Coterie. Even though it's not Raj night, I'm still going to have fun, be with my girl. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, but Callie doesn't. Understandably.
Yeah.
Have you guys been in that situation where it's like you have a roommate who's just bringing their partner over way too much?
I've never experienced that emotion. Yeah.
I would say we're in college than anything.
Yeah.
And then they would just wait till I fall asleep to have sex.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Please tell me you didn't share a room.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, okay. Also, backstory, I'm a dead sleeper. If I'm asleep, I don't hear jack nothing. No. So she wouldn't even tell me until, like, I think months later. But she was like, girl, yeah, when you're asleep, oh, we go at it. But because I'm asleep and I'm dead, I'm like a dead sleeper where nothing comes in and comes out. I don't hear anything. I don't know anything.
That's awful.
So, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I guess I should be happy wait till I fall asleep to do it. Ooh. But
I think they got off on it a little bit, that there was someone who maybe... Because otherwise you don't do that. That's just not appealing to be like, there's someone in the room who's, as you described, dead asleep. There's a corpse in the room and they're just like,
yeah. I love that.
I'm a corpse. That's what happens.
And they're into that. I think it's a thing.
I think it's a whole thing. I think you're onto something there. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to like word it or like what the name of that type of kink would be, but it's something.
Yes, because it's not... I hope we can talk about it. It's not necrophilia, right? Because it's more the kink of a corpse being in the room.
Isn't
somewhere.
It more just like, exhibitionist type thing? Like, even though the person's not actually watching you, but they're in the room with you.
That's hilarious.
I want to talk to the writers about this exact plot line for the next season.
What the actual name of it is, please.
yes.
But we see Mariana talking to Raj about Evan and Amanda's situation. Mm-hmm. And as far as Mariana knows, she thinks that something fishy went on to where Angela didn't quite give the real reason to Evan why she left or why she was let go.
Yeah.
And so Mariana loves to take things upon herself to be like, I'm going to solve this and I'm going to fix this and I'm going to get them back together. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of asking you what you think she should do, but does she listen?
No, no. That's the problem in the Raj-Mariana relationship, I think, for Raj, anyway.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen. His problems are his own insecurities and that are you know, I think, tearing them apart because... Or subtly doing it, anyway. Yeah. Like, I think he's not great at that. And then they're not great at communicating, I don't think. Mm-hmm. She's a headstrong person, you know? She does what... And most of the time, it works out well for her. She's on a crusade and she goes on it. But... Raj is trying to look out for her, I think.
And this is one of the times she should have listened to you.
Yeah. She should have. She'll eventually learn that she needs to listen to Raj more often. Because I think you're right. I think sometimes she's always asking your opinion, but it's almost like you're talking to a door. Because she's not
receiving
what you're saying. Mm-hmm, and she makes decisions on her own, which is great. But like at the same time... Certain times you need to listen to the other partner.
Right.
You know? That's just how it works.
Yeah.
And so I think Raj is coming from a place where he used to be very quiet and docile and kind of like let people walk on all over him. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that that's not the case as much anymore, considering you like started a full-on fist fight at work.
Yes, that's right.
But... Because you have a...
did you interview anyone on that episode? Or did you have someone come in after that one?
I don't remember.
No, we couldn't. We had to reschedule.
Oh, okay. Well, we were going to grill him.
Yeah. I was just curious if it was Dustin or something about talking about that.
We wanted to talk to him about it. Yeah. But so I think because you have such a soft spot for Mariana, you don't want to maybe stand up to her because you don't want to hurt her feelings. You don't want to, like... rock the boat.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's a really strong analysis. That's totally what it is. I think it's like Raj still has like a holdover from season one Raj, which is where he was really docile at work. He didn't really speak up to these like kind of racist douchebags he worked with. And I think now some of that has gone because he stood up to them. He stood up at work. He took a stand for Mariana. But some of it is still residually there in a relationship. You know, he's still scared to speak up to Mariana sometimes. He's still scared to really be who he, you know, tell her what he wants. And I think a lot of that comes from his own insecurities, from his own lack of confidence in himself, which is hard for me to play because I have nothing but confidence in myself. So I'm playing Raj is like, what is this? How do I do this?
Like, how do I
possibly navigate? Do that? No, it's easy. It's just playing myself for those. But I think that's a big part of like what in real life I think affects relationships. You know,
yeah,
one person's insecurities can like poison the well for the whole thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, it happened. I was just like this is what I feel like Mariana could do. She could have just, instead of telling Evan about Angela, she could have been like, you know, what if I set up a meeting with you and Amanda to...
Work things out.
Yeah, work things out. That way, you didn't involve Angela. I mean, granted, you did find out that you really didn't ruin her job, but still, you would at least been okay with Angela at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But granted... Amanda has other ideas for how that date was going to go.
Yeah, well, yeah. Apparently now she's suing
Evan for wrongful termination. Though technically, what she should be suing is Josh or Angela because Evan had no idea. But then also, we don't even know the conversation she and Evan had too.
Yeah.
So we don't even know exactly what the conversation they had that led to her now suing him.
We thought it was going to be like a romantic date. Maybe they were going to make up. I mean, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were, you know, going to have a nice time.
A lot of people in the chat are just saying Mariana should have stayed out of it.
She should have.
Okay.
This is the one time where, like you said, the messenger is the one that gets shot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Though, on the other hand, without that, we wouldn't have got the Evan Speck thirst trap shirt off.
That.
Getting made over scene.
Man, if Raj would have been in the room.
Ooh, he would have hated it.
Raj would I think have he would have went in for another punch. He would have went up to Evan.
That fight scene, too, was a very interesting one to shoot because it's a fight scene. It's meant to look real and we're meant to, like, land. But, you know, we had a stunt coordinator. But on the other hand, it's meant to be so stupid because it's two people who've never gotten a fight in their lives. So there was a lot of, if you could see it, there was a lot of very, it was awkward also.
Nerdy angst.
That's what it was.
They were just like trying to get out their testosterone, you know?
Exactly.
They were like, we usually don't do this, but let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defend my woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But Angela ends up getting fired.
Yes.
She does. And now there's some new girl who says that Mariana needs to step down as team leader until she figures out who leaked the men's pay.
Which it was her, salaries. Right? Or was it Raj? I can't remember.
It was Mariana.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there was that Spartacus style, everyone taking credit for it. So no one could pin it down.
Kendra. Did she help, though?
I did, yes. Raj did. It was part of, like, he agreed to get in on the, like, sharing of ethnicities or whatever part of it. And since he's the only, like, Indian engineer there, it was clearly him. so it was pretty much outing himself for Mariana. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You just put your neck out on the line for Mariana.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
He is.
Sometimes.
Now I'm just worried because Kendra is, like, I feel like the board hired her in a way to push Evan out, even though it is his company.
You think so?
Oh, definitely. I feel like his reign is either going to get a very, very tight leash, or she is the umbrage of the situation, in a way.
Mm.
Or, like Evan is Dumbledore and he has no power because Umbridge is there. Because she shut him down quickly.
Mm-hmm.
She's not there to really try to make friends or... She's there to do her job.
Yeah, she's a badass. Yeah.
She's the one who comes in with all smiles, just so polite and so sweet, but will cut you down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those people intimidate me. I don't like those types of people. I don't know, because I feel like that smile is just fake.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's meant to disarm you. It's meant to take you off your game and then attack.
And you think everything's great, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
I know. You have to step down from your app. Lady, what you just say? You just...
With a smile.
Like, great. You want to do more socially conscious. That's what you want to take me off the one I created? Ma'am, we have issues, okay?
I'd be like, no, ma'am.
Like, how you really gonna do this?
I know. But moving on to Malika's storyline. Mm. She's involved in a low-risk disruption.
Low-risk.
And we're thinking, okay, well... Everything's going to be fine. She's just going to go in. She has to live stream. Whatever happens. No matter how hot it gets, she's got to stay steady with the cam. Turns out they were honoring Judge Wilson.
To be a part of the United States Court of Appeals nomination that President Trump awarded him, which was just a nice little touch they had to add for that
They added that a little touch there.
That's the nice thing, too, about the show filming so close on the heels, you know, the season two coming so quickly on one, and it being so current, is that all the references can be very off the now, like very topical.
I know, it's very, like, on the nose.
Because it's literally written a couple months before it airs, so it's like everything's right there on the pulse, you know?
Yeah, and they've never, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think the show is called him out by name. They've been like, oh, the current president.
They said President Trump. And
I know.
Yeah, but that's like, I think that's the only
they've
time
they've never
actually
done that. And I know that one of the last episodes, Jamie was like talking about being a Republican, and he was like, yes, I am a Republican, but I did not vote for the current
president.
That's president.
Right. Right,
so when I heard them name drop Trump this episode, and I was like, they're getting bold. Okay.
Well, what he gonna do?
He'll tweet about it.
Well,
he'll tweet about
that's
it.
All you can do. I mean, the technique's all he can do and all he does. I don't know what the world's coming to, but continue. Because Patrice Cullors is also, she's in this episode, and she's a part of the writing team. So mm-hmm. to see her, especially in this mid-season finale, doing something like that was just amazing to see. Like, taking that step, coming mm-hmm. out of the writer's room, really being joining the episode. I really love that.
Yeah.
That was a great touch to have, like, to have her there. That was great.
I think it also lends that whole storyline authenticity that the show couldn't have any other way. Like, cause she knows exactly all of that from the front lines, you know? So it's
exactly.
all, like, it's all almost straight from real life to the camera, which is kind of cool.
I love that there's so many real life elements in this show, and I think that's what keeps people coming in. Because there's obviously the storylines that are made up for TV, but there's a lot of truth to a lot that's going on, which is so, so exciting. Because then it makes it feel like you're watching and a part of something real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And relatable.
I hope, yeah.
I feel bad for Isaac, though.
You think she's
she
not?
She ain't making that dinner.
Nope.
There's no way she's making that dinner.
No.
Especially George and Wilson saw her, she saw him, she's going to record this entire thing. See, I didn't put you in jail before. Now I might got to put you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be iffy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, wow, that's such a catch-22 for Malika, because it's like, on the one hand, this is your activism, this is your mission, you're being charged with this real responsibility.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Isaac is a snack and a half. You're not going to pick him.
I know. Man.
I know. I was telling Dakota, I'm like, can I wrap that up and have Santa put that in under my tree for Christmas?
Maybe for the Christmas episode, maybe he'll do that for you.
I appreciate it, Santa.
The last storyline, which was so sad, was obviously Dennis and Davia sat down for their conversation. Mm. Dennis says that him and Jennifer are going to be working things out, which is kind of misleading. So then Davia's like, okay, well, if that's what you want, then sure. Then we find out that Jennifer and him had signed the divorce papers and that she is engaged and pregnant.
Yes, which I called the whole nourishing. The pregnant threw me for a second, but I still was right. So I was happy.
So why do you think he told Davia that they were working things out?
What do you think?
Oh, that's right. He knows.
I don't know if I know, but I have ideas.
What are your ideas?
You know, I mean, I don't know if I'm...
Let's not get him in trouble. But I'm just wondering if I had missed something, like if I misheard.
Dennis saw Jeff come by, I think right before maybe their conversation when she came to his room.
Oh, that was before?
I feel like that was a before thing,
really?
Not something that recently happened.
Hmm.
And that's also, I don't know if that was his way of, I don't know, protecting Davia from himself. I feel like, I don't know, it was iffy.
Because that would fit Dennis and everything we know about him. He is, he has many times kind of been selfless about Davia and other characters, I think. So maybe it's that.
I do not want her to get back with Jeff.
She's not. I really don't think
that. You don't think so?
No.
I thought that storyline was done.
Granted, that's what Dennis gets for ear hustling. If you're not going to listen to the whole conversation, don't stay in the beginning of it.
See, if you're going to eavesdrop, just stay for the whole thing.
Right? Mm-hmm. So at least you have the entirety of the conversation. You only get the part where she broke with... He found out she lied to him. They were still together for weeks. But she finally broke up with him and left him and said, I don't love you anymore, which is a big deal. And they're both on, like, I love that scene where they're both facing each other in the same position. It was just so cute and saddening and just heartbreaking.
I just don't know. If that did happen before, that would make everything make sense. So I'm hoping that you're correct, because that would give him motivation.
But But then it's just, but I still don't understand the motivation of that. That she's not with anybody. You're not with anybody. Your ex-wife wants you to be happy. Mm. Why are you denying yourself your happiness? I mean, granted, I feel like we kind of saw that with the picture of Jacob, which was just a very beautifully done that he did very on his beautiful. Wall. But at the same time, Dennis deserves to be happy. I really want him to realize that. I feel like him denying himself is also his punishment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so.
He's got a lot of baggage. A lot of...
He really does. You know,
he's got a lot.
I think he's scared to be happy, I would say. I think he's just been so sad for so long that he's not sure how he feels about being content and happy, because that's a scary thought whenever you've only known heartbreak and hurt. Mm. Like, wait, I can get out of that? Mm-hmm. That seems risky, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, but now Davia is just thinking that he doesn't like her because she is a bigger girl.
And I know. Turmoil, confusion.
I need a conversation right now. At least for her to confront him about him lying, him to tell her that it's not because of your weight, it's not because of the way you look, because you're beautiful. I'm dealing with my own emotional stuff. I still need to go to group therapy. I need to talk to somebody and figure out myself. So at least they both know where they stand instead of just crying in their rooms.
Which was a beautiful transition where, like, one was on the bed and then it showed the other and then the other disappeared. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I loved that shot so much.
That was a good one. But that kind of wraps up our review portion. But before we move on to the next segment, I just want to say thank you all so much for watching, for commenting. We could really use your help for our channels to grow. That is to, like I said, comment down below. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to give a thumbs up. Comment, tell us what you love about the after show. And if you want to win a signed paddle of Have You Been Good or Trouble, signed by the castmates and crew who came in this season, make sure to write the review and put 5-star emojis.
If you're doing it on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, and then write in your Instagram handle so that way we know how to get a hold of you. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5-star rating, write a review, and your Instagram handle, and you will be entered in to win a signed paddle. So we could really appreciate that. And we could read your review on air, which would be really cool whenever we come back for the second half of season 2. But thank you again for helping us. We love you, and we love commenting with you guys and seeing what you have to say in the chat. And yeah.
Because they live.
Yeah, they like to be our fourth co-host.
Like Teresa Hong says, I think he feels guilty to be happy. Mm. Arun says, Dennis needs to be happy, but I think he still blames himself for his son's death, which tracks. Jazzy Jones says, Davia and Dennis just needs to get together. I think they will make each other happy. Totally disagree with that. And the Max727 says, I want to like Dennis and Davia together, but Davia made me mad last episode. And this episode, besides, Dennis deserves someone who can handle his past and help him move past it. I would like to say that she tried. She really went gung-ho to try to help him. But again, this is my theory on that. When somebody's down, unless they want to get out of it, they can't be helped. They have to get themselves to a level where then they can reach out for help. But until they're ready, they're not going to hear it.
Mm. That's true. Yeah.
That's true. I feel like there was a lot of betrayal this episode. There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And because it is the mid-season finale, we want to do the top 3 TV moments of betrayal. So, Shay, take it away.
So, guys, top 3 TV betrayals. Number 3. Angel sleeps with Buffy and then becomes a huge D. Mm. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Number 2. Hank Schrader dies because of his brother-in-law, Walter White, Breaking Bad. And before I give you number 1, I'm going to mention an honorable mention that I have, because it's one of my... I can't believe the betrayals of it all. Was Dan shooting Keith on One Tree Hill. And one more, just throwing there, if you're a fan of Degrassi, when Jimmy got shot by Rick.
Man.
Which just hurt my heart. And just, in my mind, I was just like, dude, you. I understand you live in Canada, you don't understand, but you got a zigzag on a shot. On a gun, I'm just saying, real quick. Zigzag. Serpentine. Try it out. But that's where I'm at. So number 1, everybody has agreed on this. Ross cheats on Rachel in Friends.
But they were on a break.
Which is... does it in relationships? Does it really matter?
You. I'm just messing.
Like, with you. Yeah. if we're gonna be like technical in relationships, even if you're on a break, but you know you might get back together, will it even matter to the other person?
I mean, that's something we've all been arguing for how many years has Friends been now? You know,
20-year debate. The eternal 20-year debate.
Are you a fan of Friends?
I am a fan. I like Friends.
I love it.
I watched it a lot growing up, of course, you know, and now it's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
Which is fun, so everyone can watch it. One of my top betrayals is, spoiler alert, but I guess we've done spoilers, on The Wire, Stringer, and Avon. I don't want to say more, but
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's a double betrayal.
Oh, those are the worst.
It's incredible.
Those are the worst.
It's just the best.
Well, guys, I think it's time to get into So Not Only Good, But Trouble. And our game, Have You Been Good or Trouble? So, what is on the docket today?
So, today's docket is Alice. Mm-hmm. And so, because we live on a cliffhanger, I'm really just curious about this. So, will Alice's comedy act be good or trouble in regards to her relationship with Joey? Because now that what Lindsay told her, is she going to use that in her act? Or is she going to stay true with her relationship with Joey? Mm-hmm. So, do we think her comedy act is going to be good? Or will it bring her trouble?
All right. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so for those of you listening on the podcast and not the video version, I chose good, and Drew and Shay both chose trouble.
I don't know why you chose good.
Because I think that Alice really needs some material, some good material to talk about. And I think that she's going to let all those nerves and, like, scared feelings and pressure just, like, really help her perform well. So do I think it'll be trouble for her relationship with both of them? Sure, but I think it's going to only elevate her comedy career because she's going to have to just make light of what she has to work with.
Hmm.
That's my theory.
You halfway make me want to change my answer, but I'm still saying trouble because Alice has a tendency to use what really happens in her life, and it's funny. However, sometimes she can go a little far. And I don't want that secondhand knowledge she got from Lindsay to somehow now inflict itself on her relationship with Joey, because she hasn't even had a chance to talk to Joey. She just had to go straight to do a set. Mm. And Joey, you told me not to show up, but I showed up. So now they are going to have to sit there and either watch you lift them up or tear them down, and your relationship is going to be on the line.
With either one.
I like your argument is really good, and as someone who does comedy, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That is what you use when stuff's pretty bad is when you do the best shows. I feel like suddenly like I'm hitting it every show. Every show, like, what's that? So in that sense, good. I think trouble just in terms of her personal life, just like you said. I think especially from what we know of Joey, they have a problem with Alice. In the episode about Jasmine's doble quince, where Alice is doing the emceeing bit and then makes a joke about Joey and
her pronouns.
Her pronoun. Oh yeah, and that's an issue with Joey. So I feel like that's we have a pattern of trouble from her act.
She gets nervous and just says whatever's on her mind, which is why everyone loves her, because she's so funny and says some crazy stuff, but that comes at the expense of people sometimes, which is not okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh, trouble. We're going to have to see.
Also, I didn't know this was a podcast also.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
People are listening to it.
People are listening to it. So some people can see us, some people can hear us.
If you're listening to it, you're missing Dakota's perfectly tousled hair right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He works hard on it.
I mean, you got to, look it up if you're just listening. You're missing out on 50% of the experience.
Exactly. If it were just a podcast version, that'd be so sad that I spent this much time on, you know.
Right.
But,
fun fact for people watching.
That's right.
This whole time, I've been wearing shorts. You had no idea.
That's right. You wouldn't have tell. No idea. That's so funny.
We have a question from the chat. They want to know, what do you think and how do you feel about the Good Trouble cast?
Well, I love the Good Trouble cast. I feel very lucky to be a part of this show. You know, I just like to... And my favorite episodes we've ever done are the ones like Malika's birthday, the recent one, because it's all the cast together, and I don't always get to hang out with everyone when it's just the speculate scene, so it's nice to like be around them. They're just like funny, great people. Everyone is a lot of them are quite into memes, into internet memes, so a decent amount of meme sharing happening on set.
I love a good meme share.
I love them too. Big fan of memes.
I'm over here like
We play, I feel like something we did on that episode and other ones too is we'll play question games between takes sometimes that are fun. Like someone will toss out a have you heard, guys, heard of the psychopath test? We'll do stuff like that.
There's a psychopath test?
Yeah, it's a question. It's really, probably don't have enough time to do it, but it's okay. It's
afterwards.
I
love that.
Yeah.
And obviously, Lauren, who is our other co-host, Lauren the Truth, she's not here today, but we did have one news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, it was announced today before the episode that the return of Good Trouble is going to be a two-hour holiday Christmas special, and I'm a big Christmas fan, and because I feel like if they're doing a Christmas special, that means months have passed now from what we saw, so I can't wait to see how each character is dealing either months apart, how Mariana and Callie's relationship is, because that note kind of threw me. I would have thought maybe she would have wrote more, but she kept it short, sweet, and simple, and very kind of cold at the same time, so
That was quite a cliffhanger.
That was. I didn't even mention that. Yeah, the whole, like, Callie has moved out.
I got you.
Thank you. Man, that's going to be crazy.
I knew. I called it as soon as she showed up. I was like, she got a bag. She ready. She moving in with Jamie.
She is out. She's out.
Jamie has the nicest place.
I mean, it's true.
Prepare for the code ring.
I feel like you should at least try to have fixed your relationship with your sister before you left. At least if you're going to leave, fix your relationship because you can fracture it. Even more than what it is now, if you don't resolve your issues,
leaving never works. You gotta stay and solve it. Otherwise, it's just gonna blow up.
The only best part is though, that means the moms have to come back and fix everything. And I'm so here for Steph and Lena to come back.
That would be amazing.
I believe they're gonna be part of the Christmas special. I don't know for sure. I can't say for sure, but they might.
If it happens,
they might.
Drew said it first.
No, but congrats! It's so exciting. You're gonna come back 2 hour. Mid-season premiere.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And winter, so we have a break. So in the meantime, we love you guys so much. Thank you for watching again. And where can everyone find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram, my full name, at Dhruvuday Singh, Dhruvudaysingh. Got it.
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find me on Mondays at Grand Hotel, 8 p.m.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And we will get into some Good Trouble with you in the mid-season premiere this winter.
Or maybe within a couple months. You never know.
Never know. I'm wearing shorts.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.